Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. The Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture has pulled up in St. Louis. The team behind the Center for the Digitization and Curation of African American History is setting up shop at Cardinal Ritter College Prep through September to help facilitate the preservation and curation of St. Louis's Black history. Joining me in studio to talk about the importance of historical curation for Black communities and upcoming events in the St. Louis region, we have Doretha Williams, Director of the Center for the Digitization and Curation of African American History at the National Museum of African American History and Culture. Doretha, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you so much.
We also have April Brown, Director of Internship Management and HR Solutions at Cardinal Ritter College Prep. Welcome to you as well, April.
Thank you for having me.
So, Doretha, many think of history as a documentation of standouts, of records that focus on people who've done something extraordinary. How is it that community curation turns that notion about what belongs in historical record on its head?
Yes, well, our project for community curation, what we do is we recognize that everyone's history is important to the greater understanding of Black life. Without the communities here and across the country, you don't have a national museum. So it's very important to collect the histories where you are, and we are dedicated to preserving those collections and stories for institutions, communities, and families, and that's how we bring all the projects and the services here to do.
Mm-hmm. So your team travels around the country to help facilitate this community curation. But what does that curation process look like in practice?
Yes, well, it's a heavy lift every year that we do this. But part of it is bringing the resources. And thank you so much to Cardinal Ritter, who's hosting our media truck, where we bring all the equipment that's used to digitize VHS tapes and cassettes and films and what have you. Many of those pieces are running out of time. And so we have to preserve those stories that are on there, whether it's your grandmother, whether it's your grandmother doing oral history, or whether it's a high school graduation on VHS. So those things need to be preserved immediately. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the projects that we do, but we also bring genealogy programs so local citizens can do their own family history. It's very mm-hmm. important to know how to do that. Yes.
So what is it that happens if I were to come with an item? What does it look like? What happens?
Yes, well, we have an online sign up, so you'll be able to see that online on our website. And you sign up and you bring your items. You bring up to 5 items whether that's film, VHS, cassette, whatever that is, up to Cardinal Ritter. Our truck is up there, and we will accept those items. There's a little bit of paperwork to sign, and then over the next week or so, we'll digitize them, and you'll get a call back, and you'll be able to retrieve your items. You receive all your items back, as well as a thumb drive with the digitized items on there. The Smith Center is a non-accessioning, non-collecting project at the museum, so we don't own anything once it's digitized. Mm-hmm. This is a pure community service.
Okay. And so is there anywhere else that those files go once you have done that digitization?
Yeah, so just the act of digitization, there is a copy, but it's never in circulation in any space where anyone else can have access to it. Smithsonian does not have access to it. There are no organizations that have access to it. There's a copy based on the access and the process of doing the digitization, but it's a project for communities, for both families and institutions. We digitize for both.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to invite you into the conversation. Do you have questions about community curation? What sorts of artifacts would you like to have preserved digitally? Give us a call at 314-382-8255. That's 382-TALK. Or you can send us an email at talk@stlpr.org. So, April, Cardinal Ritter College Prep is a predominantly Black Catholic school, and it's located just a half block away from our station here in Grand Center. And it's home to a great deal of St. Louis's Black history. What does it mean to have the Smithsonian pop up for this project on your campus?
We are super excited to host them. When we learned that they were coming, and I attended the informational, and I basically made the decision without even talking to our president. I get back. She's like, "Oh, did you say yes?" Of course I said yes. We're definitely going to host them. I think having it at Cardinal Ritter is a great place to start with. The school's 45 years old, and we have a history of a lot of alumni in the area. And I just think it's a great centrally located location.
Mm-hmm. And you are among the alumni,
I am.
Right?
I am an alum. I'm a proud alum of Cardinal Ritter.
So yes. Personally, and maybe even in conversations with the colleagues that you have at the school, what are they feeling about this effort happening where they work, where they have memories and that sort of thing?
This is so the whole project for the community curation is definitely new to us. And so when I went to the informational and I learned about it, I was like, this is amazing that this is taking place across the country. And so our coworkers are excited. They were like, well, how do we end up getting involved? So they're excited about them being there. They're excited about them potentially working with students on projects. And excited about having to preserve some of Cardinal Ritter's history as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, even at 45 years old, we have some things that we definitely would like to digitize because 45 years is a long time.
Right. And
technology has changed, yes, right. Drastically in the past 10 years, not even just 20, but 10 years. Mm-hmm. So I can't say that we're excited enough.
Right. So on that note, just a couple years ago, Cardinal Ritter went viral for a social media post that spotlighted Black male educators and mentors. Why was it so important to highlight that? That is, you know, what made it significant enough to draw people's attention to it?
For many years, a lot of schools were saying that they just could not retain or even attract African American males in the educational system as teachers. And so the reason I think that went viral because it showed the world that it can be done. So we have a lot of our male teachers, they are represented in every department at Cardinal Ritter. So there's history, there's math, English in every department, the band. So we've got a pretty significant amount of African-American men there and also serve as mentors and role models and coaches. So it runs the gamut, mm-hmm. these roles that these men have at our school. So I think that when people saw that, some were in shock because they had bought into, you know, it's almost impossible to attract and retain, yet we broke the barrier mm-hmm. with having such a significant amount
right.
of African-American males at our school.
So, Doretha, in hearing what April has shared, I think it brings up this question about technology that has developed mm-hmm. and social media also being part of that. Can social media posts be part of digitized history?
Oh, yes. In fact, we have a website and it's communitycuration.org. And it's where many of our families and individuals post their recently digitized objects or media pieces that we do. So communitycuration.org is a great place. And it's, you know, the experience of having your items preserved and then being able to post them almost immediately and you can communicate with your family. It's a great way for institutions who want to showcase more of their history. So Cardinal Ritter will have an account. So once we're doing their work, you can upload immediately their pictures of their alumni, the students, you know, all of that. So it's a direct connection of preservation and making it accessible not in a big museum that everyone has to fly to
right,
and
right.
do all that, just online. Let's make it accessible for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Now, along with Cardinal Ritter, the webpage for your community curation efforts here in St. Louis, Dorothea, it shows quite a long list of local partners for this month-long project. Among those partners, are there any that people might be surprised by or maybe that you're particularly excited to be working with?
Yes, you know, we are making an effort to be on both sides of the river. We have several projects here in St. Louis, but we're also doing a great deal of work in East St. Louis. Mm. We're also going to be in Edwardsville. Actually, tonight we're hosting with our partners at the museum, the Center for the Study of African American Religious Life. They're hosting their screening of God Talk, a wonderful documentary that really challenges the understanding of faith in new generations. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be so excited to be in conversation with the students there about new generations and faith community. So we're truly excited about that. And we have some other upcoming partnerships, but we're working very closely with the Missouri History Museum, the St. Louis County Library, the GRIO. When we get to a community, we just embrace everyone and everyone embraces us. And that's why we're here for, 6 to 8 weeks at a time. Mm-hmm. And it takes us about 12 to 18 months to really plan and get organized. Because one thing we also like to make sure we're doing is creating trust. Because right. You can see the big Smithsonian and be concerned about, mm-hmm. People are coming to take our stuff. And we're not. We're here to help the communities to preserve their own histories and make it available. So trust is very important.
Right.
And then this is not just a one-time thing. We'll be back to do more work over the years to mm-hmm. come.
April, was that also part of your thinking when you went to that first informational meeting, maybe an apprehension about working with an institution that doesn't necessarily have the best record with
right.
all communities?
There was no apprehension about teaming up with them. When I went to that session, I thought, this is big. Because in my mind, I'm thinking, 100 years from now, when no one is here, mm-hmm. this information, this documentation, this digitization will still be around to add to the history mm-hmm. of this country and the institutions and organizations in this country. So in my mind, I saw it as something huge and so glad that we could be a part of it.
Right. What are some of the guidelines, Dorothea, for how you choose collaborators? So
yes.
For instance, is organization size a factor in that decision-making process, or are there other considerations that come into play?
Well, we are inclusive. I spoke before that we are non-extractive. We are also inclusive. So we bring everyone to the table. And the first meeting we had, we call it a community conversation. We bring everyone together to make sure everyone feels comfortable with the conversation. And so we don't pick and choose who's a part of the collaboration. We mm-hmm. really put that on the community. And there have been times where I've had to say, that's your decision. That's your collective decision, where things happen and what things go on. We just make sure, as the Smith Center, to come in and let people know that we are of a service. We are not here to collect any items. We are holistic. We're here to get the job done and to completion. So we are extremely excited about everyone we're working with. Yeah,
mm-hmm. We're speaking with Dorothea Williams, director of the Center for the Digitization and Curation, the center that does the digitization and curation at the National Museum of African American History and Culture, and April Brown, who's the Director of Internship Management and HR Solutions at Cardinal Ritter College Prep. So, Dorothea, the stories that you're especially interested in,
yes.
you've already talked about families.
Yeah.
So you would like to hear, to get a look at and to digitize those things that are brought by members of different Black communities. Mm-hmm. Besides this being part of efforts by the National Museum of African American History and Culture, what makes curating and digitizing slices of Black life and experiences special, if not unique?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? Each project is unique, and each community is unique when we go to them. We have a couple of programs coming up next week on issues specific to St. Louis, and one is the issue of the maintenance of sacred ground and Black cemeteries. And we're working with individuals who are maintaining the Greenwood Cemetery in Washington Park, and the challenges that they've had not only with the graves themselves, but working with elected officials, working with the city, working with the state, and how those frictions can cause problems, but how their resilience to continue to preserve that very sacred land. Mm-hmm. And that's extremely important. So, you know, while we're doing this nationwide project, we make sure to hone in to those individual special histories in each community. And, you know, we learn a lot on the road with communities. It's not just about us coming in, bringing in a big truck and doing all this work. Mm-hmm. This is very special to our staff, the team. It's about 13 of us in the Smith Center. And then we bring along our other colleagues at the museum. So by the time we're here, you're going to meet about maybe close to 100.
Wow.
Staff members,
okay.
The National Museum of African History and Culture. And we just love this type of work because it serves as the foundation for our larger museum. Mm-hmm. These stories, these narratives, and they need to be preserved for the sake of the preservation of these local communities.
Mm-hmm. And as you talk about preservation, I'm also thinking about what happens in the future.
Yes.
And April, your position is internship management. As far as what can be learned by the students at Cardinal Ritter, is there something in particular that you're really hoping that those 100 people coming through from DC might be able to demonstrate to these students who are part of history, but also can be part of, you know, carrying on legacies that are part of what's being preserved?
This is a great opportunity for our students. Firstly, the fact that something like this exists. When students think about careers, they think about the standard careers that people have. And so the fact that this project exists and it just shows other possibilities and things that they can do. I'm hoping that some of our students take an interest in this, mm-hmm. and that they, you know, ask questions of the staff that are there and about all the different aspects of the project, not just just everything that goes together in creating a community curation project, mm-hmm. and archiving and digitization. I see so many different opportunities and areas that can it just brings awareness,
right,
to them, and that's important.
In your time, Doretha, in working with Black communities across the country, what is it that usually catches folks by surprise when they come to your team to digitize artifacts and items?
Yeah, well, for one, if you all get a chance to come see the truck, that we can digitize almost any moving images or sound.
Okay.
The team that works on that truck and in addition working at the museum, they have an extraordinary amount of education and knowledge of how to get that done. And second of all is the fact that we are not taking it back to the museum, that this is not a sessioning, we're not collecting.
Mm.
And sometimes we have to press up. I'm like, nope, this is not the museum's.
Right.
This is your collection. These are your items. But also that, you know, we just really, truly enjoy this work and we're here for so long. You know, people are like, are you leaving soon? I'm like, no, we're here. We're here for about 6 weeks. So, you know, those, I think, are the things that surprise, mm-hmm. people.
Is there, as we close, an anecdote that you can share about people who have brought an artifact to you,
yeah.
and really driven home to you as someone who does travel around the country, why this effort has such significance?
Yeah. You know, when we were in Chicago in 2019, a young woman and her daughter brought in an etching, a photograph from the late 19th century, and had been torn, and you couldn't really see the image very well. And so our team not only digitized it as is, they also digitally stitched it back together. So the image was clear. And then our Family History Center team was on site as well. well. And the woman was like, I think she's a great grandmother or a great aunt. We just don't really know. And so our family history center team sat down, got her name, and went through the different databases and census and found out who this woman was.
Wow.
And this woman turned and turned to her daughter and said, this is your great, great, great aunt. And just amazing how necessary that is. But to look at the intergenerational needs for something like this, to here's a photo that's been handed down. She didn't know who she was. Mm-hmm. She knew she was important and special to bring it to us, to be able to have it digitally stitched and be able to introduce this woman that has served a foundation for her family to her daughter. I mean, that was one of the most, we have tons of those stories, but one of the most amazing stories of this project.
Well, that's a beautiful way to end this. Doretha Williams is director of the Robert F. Smith Center for the Digitization and Curation of African American History at the National Museum of African American History and Culture. April Brown is director of Internship Management and HR Solutions at Cardinal Ritter. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Dorr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.